Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another Sunday, another week that He's kept us. Truly, the Lord has been good, and He is greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun into the going down of the same, His name is worthy to be praised. We just thank God for how He continues to bless us, how He continues to make ways for us, how He continues to hold us together, even in the midst of the trials, even in the midst of the tribulation. God has still been good. God has still been able to hold us and keep us. And so we thank Him for His keeping power. And when we look back over this week, I know it's been a tough week. I know it's been some trying times. But yet God has been there. He promised that He would never leave us nor forsake us. And through the tears and through the ups and the downs, through the heartaches and the pain, God has remained there. God has remained faithful. And so we thank Him today. And we just want to give Him a sacrifice of praise this morning. I know it's been a rough time. I know you might have some aches and pains, but just give me about 15 seconds of a sacrifice of praise. That means that I'm going to praise God in the midst of my pain. I'm going to praise God in the midst of my going through. I'm going to put my hands together, and I'm going to give God a hand praise. Because truly God has been good. Truly God has blessed me. It may not be all that I want it to be, but it's everything I need. All that I've needed, God's hand has provided. God has been faithful to me. God has been faithful to you. God has been faithful to us. And so we just want to give Him a hand clap of praise, a sacrifice of praise, that in spite of it all, I'm still going to praise Him. In spite of it all, I'm still going to give Him the glory. In spite of it all, I'm still going to thank God for all the things He has and will and continue to do. Amen? And so that's where we want to start off this morning. We want to start off with that spirit of thanksgiving, with that spirit of praise, with that spirit of worship. And we just want to continue with that spirit today because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we have a joy that the world didn't give and the world can't take away. And so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to worship God in spirit and in truth because God desires those to worship Him today in spirit and in truth. And so we're going to open up this morning with a word of prayer. We're going to ask Reverend Lindsay if she would lead us in prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Good morning, Pastor Kason and the Heart of God Baptist Church. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. Let us go to the throne of God. Father God, we come again with grateful hearts. We thank you, Father, because truly you've been mighty good to us this week.
Yes, you have.
We thank you for how you have blessed us, O God, how you have kept us in spite of trials and tribulations, in spite of what we've been through. Father God, we give you glory this morning. We thank you because you've given us another beautiful Sunday, O God, that we can rejoice in you, Father. We thank you, Father, because you first loved us when we was lost in sin and iniquity, oh God. We were confused and we didn't know where to turn and what to do and where to go. But we thank you for grace and mercy this morning, Father. That same grace and mercy, oh God, that carried you to Calvary cross for our sins. It's the same grace and mercy that touched us this morning, Father, with your finger of love. And for that, we are more than grateful this morning. We just want to say hallelujah to you this morning, Father. The songwriters say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Yes.
It is your mercy, Lord Jesus, that endures forever. And Father God, we thank you for mercy, Father God. We rejoice in you this morning, Father. Our hearts and our spirits are filled, Father God. Father God, we know it's trial on every end, but Father God, we rejoice because we know that we have the victory. Father God, you have already showed us the end, so we can rejoice knowing, Father God, that even if we leave this life, Father God, we got a home in heaven. Hallelujah, Jesus, that is eternal in the heavens, that are not made by hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, God, because of who you are and what you continue to be. And Father God, I pray now that as you move from heart to heart and breast to breast, oh God, Father God, that you, as you come in and just sup with us for a little while, Father God, that you will look on our hearts, Father. We know that and we realize we have sinned and come short of your glory. Because if we say we have no sin, then we make you a liar and the truth is not in us, oh God. So Father God, we come to you this morning confessing, knowing that we have sinned and come short of your glory. Even sins that we don't know about, Father. But Father God, we ask now that through your blood that you will cleanse us, sanctify us in your word, Father, and continue to fill us with more and more of your love and more your Holy Spirit. And oh God, we pray now through the anointing power of your Holy Spirit that you will come in and as you move from heart to heart, that you will bring us strength, oh God, through your word, oh God. Father God, that you will just bring us peace this morning through your word, oh God. And Father God, that you will let us joy in you because you are our strength, oh God. And Father God, I pray that as you cleanse our hearts, oh God, Father God, prepare us to hear a word from you, Jesus. Oh God, give us that listening ears that we might hear. Give us that heart that we might receive and be converted. And then, Father God, I pray that as you look on Pastor Kason this morning, that you continue to strengthen him, Jesus. Thank you for how good you've been to him this week. You brought him a mighty long ways. Thank you that you held him, Father God, in spite of danger seen and unforeseen. Thank you, Father, that you allowed him to come forth one more Sunday. Father God, that he might preach your word, Jesus. Allow him to preach it in truth and in clarity, oh God. Allow him, oh God, to just be your vessel this morning, Father. And Father God, I pray through the preached word that somebody will be saved today, Father. That your name will be lifted up today, Father. Oh God, that hearts will be encouraged today, Father. And heavy loads will be just a little bit lighter this day, oh God. And Father God, I pray for First Lady Kason. Be her help and continue to be her strength. Continue to give her your love and your mercy day by day, Father. And oh God, I pray for the First Family. I pray for Janice and her husband. I pray for Anthony. I pray for the grandchildren, oh God, that you prayed, oh God, that you continue to keep them, oh God, under your care. And then, Father God, I pray for each and every member of the heart of God. Father God, from the least to the greatest, from the oldest to the youngest, oh God, I pray that you keep them, Father. Bless them, oh God. Bless their going out and their coming in, oh God. And Father God, I pray this day, Lord, that through the preached word, Jesus, that we'll be closer to your Father, that we'll grow closer to one another, oh God. Father God, God, thank you for this branch of Zion that you have put here. And then, Father God, I pray in your name, Lord Jesus, that if there's any sickness among the members today, oh God, that your healing virtue would come forth, oh God, that they will be healed, oh God. And, Father God, that they might be able to go forth and share it with somebody else. And then, Father God, not only I pray for the heart of God, but I pray for churches everywhere this morning that are teaching and preaching righteousness in your name, Jesus. I pray that you look on all your churches, look on all your pastors, look on your ministers and your servant leaders, oh God. Father God, look on everyone that you have called to do your will. And then there are ones that don't know you, Lord Jesus. I pray this morning, Father, that you would draw them nigh unto your cross. And, Father God, I pray for this world, Father God. We are turned upside down, but you have the answer. So, oh, God, I pray that you would draw man nigh unto you, Father. Help them to open up their blinded eyes that they might be able to see you spiritually, oh, God. Because truly, when you have touched their eyes and their hearts, oh, God, they will turn from their wicked ways and they will seek your face, oh, God. We know you're going to heal the land, Father, because it's a promise that you have given unto us. But we have to do your will and not our will, oh, God. So help us, Father. Help us to know that which is right. And then once we know, help us to be obedient. But we can't do it without the Holy Spirit. So, Father God, I pray, oh, God, that each and every heart, oh, God, that you allow your Holy Spirit to grow in us, oh, God, to cleanse us, oh, God, to convict us, oh, God, to keep us sanctified, oh, God, and draw us closer to your Father. We don't have any strength and any power of our own, so we're leaning and depending on you today, Jesus. Because we know you have all the answers, Father. And we're so grateful this morning that you gave us one more opportunity to be in your presence. So we pray now, Lord, that you will get all the glory, that you will get all the honor and all the praise, Father. And Father God, that your name will be lifted up, Father
your name.
And we will bless you, Father God. We will praise you forever. We will give you everything that you need, Father.
Everything.
Oh, Lord, if you just help us, oh, God. Help our hearts, oh, God. Let us know, Father, that we need you, Lord Jesus. We need you, Father, more than ever before, Lord. And we're so grateful this morning. We're so grateful for your darling son, Jesus. And we're so grateful for the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word, Father, because your word convicts, your word saves, and your word keep us forevermore. So we thank you this morning for these and all blessings. Father God, I pray that may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And we thank you this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for that fervent prayer. We thank God that he's a prayer answering God. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for those who pray, that took the time to pray for me. Amen. I know many have been praying for all of us during this time of pandemic, and we thank God that he has kept us, that he has blessed us, that he has continued to allow us to get together and worship his holy and righteous name. So keep praying, church. Keep lifting up the name of Jesus. It is he who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. So we have to continue to pray the prayer of faith. We have to continue to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs that help us to make it from day to day. Here's a song that we learned we were young, and we also learned it when we were in a seminary. And it was a song that asked a question, and it's a song called His Eye is on the Sparrow. And when you think about all the things that you've gone through, and you think about how God has brought you through those things, the only way that he could have brought you through is because he knows what you were going through. I'm going to say that again. The only way that God knew and that he brought you through is because He knew that you were going through. In other words, God has his eye on you. God has his eye on me. And that hymn in your Baptist hymnal is number 204, and his eye is on the sparrow. A sparrow is a small bird, a small creature. And in this vast world, his size may seem small and his value may seem small, but God has concern for the sparrow. And if God has concern for the sparrow, he surely has concern for you and I. And we might be small in stature in this world, but our value to God is innumerable. And so the songwriter wrote these words. He says, "Why should I be discouraged, feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Yes, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." And so he says, "I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me." And we've sung that song down through the years. But sometimes when situations get tough, and sometimes when you feel like you might not be 100%, and sometimes you might feel like you might be going down or going through something, or depression tries to come in, or it seems like that the world's just not right, we need to learn how to sing these songs and spiritual songs to help lift us up, to realize that God has not forgotten about us, that God still cares about us, that God still has us on his mind. So we're going to sing this. We're going to sing it. I want you to sing it all week long. Anytime you feel like you're feeling down, I want you to sing this song. Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches, he watches me. And I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free, for his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches, he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when song gives place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. watches me, and I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. He watches me, and I sing because I'm happy, and I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches. He watches me. Amen. Thank God that his eyes on the sparrow, and our hearts don't have to be heavy. We don't have to despise. We don't have to sigh, because we know that God is watching us. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. That's why the psalmist says, I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help, knowing that my help cometh from the Lord, because the Lord neither sleeps nor slumbers, and that he continues to watch over his people. Matter of fact, it was God who watched over us last night. Many of you went to bed last night and got up this morning and realized that God had kept you all night long. You might have went to bed, amen, with a little trouble on your mind, but God eased the trouble. And some of us went to bed with a little pain in the body, but God eased the pain. And sometimes the situations that were taken care of late in the midnight hour, and you realized that early this morning when God touched you with a finger of love, that he took care of the situation in the midnight hour. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad today that when I'm asleep, God is still on guard, and God is still awake, and God is still watching, and God is still working. And while we're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. And while we're trying to understand, God has already made a way. And we thank God today, amen, that all the things that we've been through, amen, that all of our good days outweigh our bad days, and we did not complain, because the Lord has been good to us, and God's eye surely is on the sparrow, and I know he's watching after us. Amen? Amen. So we thank God for those songs of the old school that encourage us to be able to understand, amen, that God is still there and that God still cares. We're going to go to our worshipers this morning. We're going to go to our first worshiper, last four digits, 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God this morning for just being God all by himself. I come this morning with thanksgiving in my heart and with praise on my lips this morning. I just want to thank God for being my keeper. I want to thank him for being my shield. I want to thank God for drying up the tears from my eyes when I get discouraged. I just want to thank God for the Holy Spirit that speaks through me and speaks to me and lets me know that everything is going to be all right. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. My mother told me, as the songwriter said, that everything is going to be all right. Jesus told me that everything is going to be all right. And the Holy Spirit told me that everything is going to be all right. So God is great and greatly to be praised. And I just thank God this morning for my pastor, for my first lady, for my church family, for my family, and for those that are connected to this family. And so I just thank you, and I just leave you with the words of peace this morning. And I just thank God for peace. Amen, because peace in your soul, you just don't know. I tell you, peace is wonderful. And I just thank God for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. And so I bless the Lord this morning. Have a blessed week, and God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank God for this morning. You know the pains go through your body and it flips and flops. And when it hits your eyes and your eyes pop open, you say, Lord, just gave me another second chance to stay above this ground and gave me another chance to walk on it. And you send the pain still in your body and you keep on going because the God still got you going and you're walking on your ground. We say, thank you, Father, for being so good to us this morning. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 7971. 7971. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Just want to say thank you. First of all, I want to thank God this morning for waking me up this morning. I want to thank God for providing for my family and good health here in Maryland and D.C. and also in Atlanta. I'm still here with you all, and I've enjoyed all of the services that I've partaked in since I've been here. And I want to thank you that it's been a blessing to me. And I want to let all of you all know I love you and be safe and God bless.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Aunt Becky. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning. And I pray for our country and our leaders. I pray for my family and I thank God for all that he is doing for me. I just thank God for my church family and the opportunity to worship and praise God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Heart of God Church. I thank God for a blessed week. I had a good week this week and feel good this morning. Just thank God that I'm able to get up and do the things that he has blessed me to be able to do. I thank God this morning for standing by me, supporting me, and keeping his promises to me. By that, I mean you have trials and tribulations in your life that you sometimes think they are impossible, but he always comes and he keeps his word. And scripture says that don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. And that is the purpose for all of us this morning. We're going through a depressing stage in our lives that we didn't create. But this pandemic has caused us all to suffer to a certain degree. So when you know God is standing in the gap and taking care for you, this is what keeps you going. It gives you the strength that you didn't think you had. And I thank God for that this morning. I thank God for you, Pastor, because you're always there for me. It's just a blessing to know that your pastor cares enough to spread his love to each and every one of his members, being concerned, knowing that they're all right and things are going to be all right. Thank God has given us Jesus, and we know we have a comforter in our lives, and he never fails us. You all be blessed. God bless you, and keep doing what you do for the Lord. Have a blessed week.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning.
Good morning to Heart of God and all others that are on the line this morning. I just say, to God be the glory for another day. And I want to just continue to thank and praise him for being good to me. I thank him for my sisters, for my niece, and particularly for my Aunt Vi. She is truly an angel, not only to family and us that are here, but I can't say it enough. She's a true angel to all that's in her life. She
she's continuously every day doing and helping and giving God the praise and letting everybody know that God is the answer in all of our lives. And they continue to call her here, ask for her advice, and thank her for being who she is. And I just have to let you all know she is a child of the King. And I thank him also for my son, my daughter-in-law. They've been here for me. And as I keep saying, I've had a few crises. But God is good. He has healed me. He has protected me. And he's brought me through all of what I've been through. And I just can't say nothing but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything Amen. That he's doing for me. You all be blessed and have another blessed week.
Amen. Thank you all for your testimony this morning. And go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 3598. 3598, good morning.
God bless. He's worthy to be praised for another day's journey. And we should be glad in it because God didn't have to do it. But thank you that he did it anyhow. It was nothing that we did on our own. But God's grace and mercy has kept us and will keep us if we keep our hand in his hand. God knows everything is going to be all right. I want to read from Romans, the 10th chapter, beginning at the 9th verse. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Elijah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? Good God Almighty. So then, faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Anyone that don't call on the name of the Lord is ashamed, but when you call on him, he's right there to listen and answer your prayers. He may not answer when you want to, but I tell you what, good God Almighty, he's always on time. God bless the heart of God, the Baptist Church, and all the members under the sound of his voice, that God is good and he's better than you ever think to yourself, and be blessed.
Amen, amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Heart of God members. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing all of us to be here again today, another week, dear Lord. And I pray that we know that the virus and all the other things that we got going on will soon come to an end. I put all that in your trust, O Heavenly Lord. And I do feel that we are coming to some kind of end, something that we can all deal with and know that the Lord brought us through. So I just thank you, Jesus, to just know that you are the one that we can turn to, trust, and we have all our faith in you. And I feel it coming, dear Lord. I feel it coming. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 6947. 6947. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I was just glad to hear everybody's voice on the call this morning. I'm just glad that God has continued to keep us throughout the weeks and months I just pray that everybody continues to keep their mind stayed on him and just know that trouble doesn't last always, and God is always here for us.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper, last four digits, 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning. Hallelujah. God bless you, Pastor and First Lady of the Heart of God. I thank God for his many blessings, his many benefits. Thank God for my family, for sisters and brothers and friends and loved ones. God, truly God has blessed us. He's been mighty good unto us. And I just want to leave a word of encouragement with you this morning from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And verse 10, it said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. All the glory belongs to God, and he will receive all the glory in due time. I praise him. I love him. And I'm so grateful that he has given me one more Sunday to be in the land of the living and to give him the glory. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 2256. 2256, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Just want to thank God for another day. I thank him for being the great I am. He's been a good God. I thank Pastor and First Lady. They always looking out for you. I just thank all the Heart of God for just being there. And I ask the Lord to continue to keep us and bless us. He's just been so merciful. And I couldn't thank him enough for all that he do. And thank him enough for what he's going to do. He just keep on keeping me day by day. He's an awesome God, and I love him. And I've been just taking more time to spend with God.
Amen.
You know, I try to continue to read my word and sing a little bit to myself, encourage myself, you know.
Amen.
Sometimes when you don't have nobody else around, you have to encourage yourself. So
there you go.
Just remember that God is still in charge. He loves us all. And even though sometimes things look bleak, still there. You know, he's still there, and he'll always be there for us. He said he'd never leave us or forsake us. And like I said, I've been reading my word, you know, and in Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, before his presence with singing. And know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. He is merciful. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Nothing like his word, you know, because it reminds us that who he is. It reminds us of where our strength comes from, you know. So we got to continue to just try to grow closer to him, because we're getting closer to the end of time. And we need God like we never needed him before, you know, because when all of this is said and done, I don't know about anybody else, but I want to be there. So just continue to stay with God and stay encouraged. Love you, Pastor. Love all you all. Be blessed. Have a wonderful day.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our First Lady. First Lady, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. First, give an honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To everyone here today, it is just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to hear everyone's voice. It is just great to know that the Lord is still in you. And every day is a good day. And I just thank the Lord for everyone's prayers that you send our way. And keeping you all and also encourage us. We might, you know, we try to encourage each other, but also you all also encourage us. And we thank you so much. And what I have learned going through all that we're going through, you know, this is just a test of our faith. I understand that. But also, God is still good. No matter what, He is still good. And that He is going to keep us. And He said He would. He said He would never leave us. He continues to do that. He said He's going to love us. Yes. Did He say the road is going to be easy? No. But He continues to keep us. And through it all, God has kept Heart of God. He's still in the blessing business. We are still, yes, we may have some aches and pains, but we are still healthy in His eyes. And that is a blessing. I just love you all. You all have a blessed week. And I can just imagine, you know, you can always imagine seeing you all's face. If you was right in front of me right now, we would be cracking up laughing because I've been told some type of joke, and we would be laughing. So I just love you all, and I'm just going to leave it at that. So have a blessed week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We thank God for all of those on Facebook that are watching, all of those that are on the Internet that are watching, those that call in. We just thank you for your continued support, your continued faithfulness. I know that God is honoring your faithfulness, and God is continuing to see those who honor Him by their faithfulness. Amen. And He loves those who seek Him diligently. He's a rewarder of those who seek Him diligently. And as you seek God diligently, God continues to bless us, and we're just grateful for His blessing. Got word from Sister Mary Lee this morning that she's back in Georgia after the ongoing service of her son, Anthony Lee. So she sends her thanksgiving to the Heart of God Church, to everyone that prayed, everyone that participated and helped in that difficult time in her life, the life of her family. And so we thank Heart of God Church for your prayers, your concern for Sister Mary Lee. And so before we go to the Word of God today, I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes if she would get ready to lead us in prayer, this morning. We know that prayer truly is what is keeping us. We know that prayer and communication with God is continuing to strengthen us. We talked about that last week, about the angel of the Lord and how the angel of the Lord came and intervened on behalf of God's people, and how in times of struggle, once you've done spiritual warfare, how the angel of the Lord will come and minister to you. And as he ministered to Jesus, we thank God that He was able to be strengthened, so much so that He was able to go to Calvary's cross, and that He was able to die for the sins of the world. That He was able to commend His spirit into the hands of the Lord, and that God accepted His sacrifice. And even though He was in the grave for Thursday or for Friday, or Saturday, early on Sunday morning, He got up with all power in His hand. But on His way to Calvary's cross, He had to stop and had to get away and had to pray. Amen. Lord have mercy. And He prayed that the spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. And He prayed, Father, not my will, but Thy will would be done. And after He prayed the third time, Lord have mercy, He said it was enough, and He was able to have the strength to be able to carry out the work of the Lord. And so I encourage you to continue to pray as we are continuing to pray, and we continue to fast this month. We know that some things come only through prayer and fasting. So we ask you to just continue to be steadfast, continue to be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And so we ask that you would just continue to pray for one another, pray for yourself, pray for our country, pray for our leader, pray for our president or vice president, pray for all of those in the political arena that are jockeying for positions, that they would be an instrument in the hands of the Lord, and that God would be able to heal his people, and that God would be able to bring relief to his people by the obedience of man to his creator. And so we have a lot to be thankful for. We have, still have a lot to pray for. And so we're going to ask Reverend Sykes if she would lead us in this prayer. Reverend Sykes.
Father God, we humbly bow before your throne of mercy and grace this morning. Father, we come thanking you, Father, for another day, Father, that you have allowed us to wake up this morning, closed in our right minds with the use and the activities of our limbs. Thank you for another opportunity, Father, just to come and to say hallelujah to your name this morning. We come seeking more of your divine wisdom and direction on this morning. Father, we come this morning, oh God, blessing your name, for we will bless the Lord at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouths. We know that you will come through, Father. Move on the hearts of your people. Move on the hearts of this land. Move on the hearts of this nation, Father God. Strengthen us through your word, Lord. Your word is truth. Your word is power, and your word is strength. Oh, God, open our spiritual eyes, God, that we might be able to see, Father God, the things that we need to see, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God, for your grace and your mercy, for your loving kindness and your faithfulness unto us. Father God, we pray this morning that you will heal the land this morning, Father, because our land, our country needs a healing this morning, Father God. And Father God, we turn our hearts to you today. Oh God, we turn our hearts to you today, praying on behalf of this nation, praying on behalf of the President, Donald Trump, praying on behalf of Vice President Pence, praying on behalf of all of those that are in the political arena, praying on behalf of all families, all bereaved families, oh God, all of our churches, all of our pastors, all of our communities, Father, all of our senior citizens, all of our children. Oh God, we pray for teachers, we pray for administrators, we pray for those that are in the hospitals, those that are convalescing at home, those in the nursing facilities, Father God. Father God, we pray for Pastor Kason, our pastor, and First Lady Kason and the Heart of God Baptist Church. We pray, Father God, for our sister churches, Father God. Oh, God, I lift up this morning, Father God, Pastor William Gregory, Father God, First Lady Gregory, Father God. Oh, God, New Birth Baptist Church, Father God. And, Father God, we come this morning, Father God, just thanking you, Father God, for just giving us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to stand strong in you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us this opportunity, Father, to praise your name on today, Father God. For with the fruit of our lips, God, we will praise thee. We will magnify your name, and we will glorify your name on today, Father. We pray for those, Father, that are unsaved, Father God, that they will come to knowing, getting the knowledge of who you are, Father God, and help us to be more better, bold witnesses, Father God, for kingdom building, Father God. We pray, Father God, for those, Father God, that are in authority, for those that are in leadership, Father God. Give them the wisdom and the discernment, oh God, that they need as leaders, Father God. Father, we thank you, Father God, for who you are, your grace, your mercy, your love, your peace, your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness unto us, Father. And so, Father God, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name. For truly, God is standing by, no need to fear. Oh, God is going to give us the strength to get through this pandemic. He has always given us the strength to get through any situation that we have gone through in our lives. And so no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it is that we might be going through, no matter what challenge we might be faced today, God is right there. He told us that he will be with us throughout the eternal ages. And so we thank God that he told us he would never leave us nor forsake us. Hello. And he's right by our side. and he won't leave us. For truly, God is true to his word. He is not a lie.
Yes.
God is not a lie. And so we thank God for the truth, for God is truth. And so we give him glory, we give him honor, and we give him praise on this morning, on this day.
Mm-hmm.
For we know that God will make a way somehow. We know that God is able to do anything but fail. We know that God is our strength and weakness. We know that God is our light in darkness. We know that God is the Prince of Peace. We know that God is everything that we need him to be. And so we give him honor, we give him glory, we give him praise on this day. For we love God and God loves us. God first loved us, and we have to love ye one another so that men will know that we are his disciples.
Yeah.
So we just thank God this morning, and we praise him, and we bless him on this day. God is great. God is awesome. God is mighty, and God is worthy to be praised. And we just want to thank God and give him the praise on this day, for this is his day. This is the day. And we thank God for this day that God has allowed us to see. And we're still breathing. We're still moving. We might be moving a little bit slower than we used to move. But thank God we can still move. We might not be able, amen, to run as fast as we used to run. But thank God we can still get there. And so God is still good. He's still giving us the strength that we need to endure and to persevere. And so we thank God this morning for who he is, for truly he is a true and a living God. And so I thank God this morning for what he has done and what he's doing in all of our lives. And God is not through with us yet. Please be patient with me. God is not through with us yet. There's more to come. There's more to come. And God is going to continue to show himself mightily in all of our lives. Because we serve a living and a true God. We ask God that he will bless. We ask God that he will keep. And we ask God that he will strengthen. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and the matchless and the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Thank Reverend Sykes for that fervent prayer. Thank God for just allowing us this period of time where we get together and we fellowship and we worship God. There is a word from the Lord today, and we want to invite your attention to the book of Psalms, and we want to invite your attention to the 30th Psalm, Psalm of David. And we want to begin at verse 1. As we begin to read this psalm, we want to encourage you, amen, to refer back to it through the week, that you can be encouraged in whatever situation you may find yourself in, whatever circumstance you may find yourself in, that the word of God will give you comfort in the midst of that situation, in the midst of that circumstance. So I'll be reading from the King James Version, beginning at verse 1. And Psalm 30 says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Verse 2 says, O my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. And verse 3 says, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave, and thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. In verse 4 he says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. In verse 5 he says, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Verse 6, he says, and in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. Verse 80 says, I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made my supplication. Verse 90 says, what profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall it thus praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, Lord. Be thou my keeper. Verse 11, he says, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Finally, in verse 12, it says, to the end that my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. For a few moments this morning, we like to speak from the subject, amen, the story of a worshiper of God, the story of the worshiper of God, the story of the worshiper of God. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you would forgive me of my sins, O God, that you would be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. O God, that I may be a pure vessel used by you. O God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified. And most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, Lord, for thee. Amen. The psalm writer, David, was in this 30th psalm talking about his story of being a worshiper of God. And my brothers and sisters, as we all live our story of our life, our story of our relationship with family, with friends, our story of our relationship with God, our story on this earth, the number one story that we would like to talk about is the story of us being worshipers of God, realizing that family and friends and realizing that situations and circumstances from our early existence, from the rocking of our cradle to the moments that we have now, there's a story involved. And all of those stories mend into, amen, us being a worshiper of God. In other words, the events in our lives, the upbringing, the childhood, the schools, the parenthood, the husband, the wife, the deaths, the births, the interactions and work, and all of those things are part of our story, a part of our life journey. And in all of our life journey, the reason why we are worshipers of God is because we realize that through our life journey, our life story, God has already always been there. Amen. God has always been there from the time we was young, from the time we were an infant, from the time we were a toddler, from the time that we were adolescent, from the time we were a preteen, a teen, a young adult, and in adulthood, and seniors, middle age, and senior citizens. We realize that all through our story, all through that journey, amen, God has always been there. And because God has always been there, what's happened is we've learned to be a worshiper of God. In other words, that in every stage of our lives and in every stage of our story, amen, because we realize God was there, we understand, amen, that is reason to worship him. Amen. That worship, amen, is necessary, amen, in our lives. Say that again. That worship of God is necessary in our lives. And we have to put that distinction in there, that it's a worship of God and not just the worship of man or worship of woman or worship of things or objects, but the worship of God, because the worship of man or woman or things or objects, amen, are not the same as the worship of God, because we realize that man or woman and objects and things will let us down, and man and woman and object and things will fade away. They will fade away. They will let you down. Men and women die daily. Men and women, amen, will let you down. Objects rust and they fall apart, and they're no longer are valuable, because there's nothing that can stand up, amen, to a true and a living God. So as we look at this story of David, as he tells about his worship of God, he goes back and he accounts, amen, some of the difficult things that he had to go through in his life, and the times where he had his head bigger, amen, than it should have been, and the times, amen, where he realized that it was nobody but God, amen, that brought him through, that kept him, that made a way for him, that delivered him, amen, from the hands of his enemy, that it was nobody but God, amen, that did these things. And because of that, amen, God was the one, amen, that was deserving of worship. And if you and I were to be honest with each other, amen, there have been times in our lives where we didn't do right. There have been times in our lives where we didn't give God the worship that he deserved. There were times in our lives, amen, where we were stubborn or hard-headed or stiff-necked. There were times in our lives, amen, where we were slothful and we were disobedient. There were times in our lives, amen, that it seemed that the justice that we deserved, amen, was darkness and despair. There were times, amen, where God had to chastise us. There were times where God had to let us know, amen, that he wasn't pleased with us. And all of this is in the story, amen, of a worshiper of God. There have been some good days. There have been some bad days. There have been some struggles. There have been some challenging situations and circumstances in our lives. All of this is woven into the story of the life of a worshiper. It's woven in. It can't be separated, because there are times in your life, amen, where you don't feel good. There are times in your life where you don't feel like going. There are times in your life where you're disappointing yourself and disappointing to others, and others disappoint you, and you're frustrated, and you're angry, and you're upset, and you don't know how things are going to work out. But all of this is a part of the story, amen, that's woven in for us to be a story of the worshiper of God. So we thank God that he didn't allow these characters in the Bible to go through with just a perfect life. But these characters let us know that life isn't perfect, that life isn't always going to be easy, that life has its pitfalls, that life has its struggles, that life has its dark moments, that life has in itself, amen, on this earth, amen, a time where it's going to be more of a struggle than not. And so God in his word, he said, I'm not going to promise you that the road is going to be easy, but I'm going to promise you that I'm going to be with you every step on the road. God in his word, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God said, I'm going to be right there. And he said that God said, I'm going to be the same all the way through the story. I'm going to be the same, amen, same God, amen, that be with you, amen, no matter what it is. Somebody said, through thick and thin, God, amen, has always been my stay. God has always been my shelter. God has always been my buckler. God has always been my provider. God has always been my shelter in the time of storm. God has always been the lifter of my head. God has always been the one that wiped the tears from my eyes. God has always been the one that rocked me in the cradle of his arm. God is the one that always whispered in my ear that everything was going to be all right. God was the one that always dispatched and stationed angels and people around me that cared about me and showed love and kindness for me. God was the one that even when I messed up, amen, even though he chastised me, didn't stay angry forever. But the record says that weeping may endure for a night, but his joy comes in the morning. So that's why David tell about this story of him being a worshiper. The thing about being a worshiper is you got to have a story. Come on now. In order to get to a place where you worship God, you got to have a relationship with God. You've got to have an understanding of who God is and what God has done and what God has been in your life. In order for you to be a worshiper of God, you've got to experience his joy. You've had to experience his grace. You've had to experience his mercy. You've had to experience his goodness. You've had to experience his miracles in your life in order for you to be a worshiper, amen. You just can't just come out, amen, and be a worshiper of a God. Even if you don't know God, you've got to know him for yourself. You got to know him as the one that comes through, amen, when nobody else would come through. Come on now. When nobody else would show up, when nobody else would care, amen. Know him, amen, for yourself. And when you know him for yourself, good God Almighty, then you too can become a worshiper of God. And your story, amen, will tell that you are a worshiper of God. So in verse 1, he says, I will extol thee, O Lord. The reason why I will extol thee is for thou hast lifted me up and not made my foes to rejoice over me. In other words, in David's story, he had some foes in his life. And many of you have had some foes in your life. And it seemed like they was getting the best of you. Come on now. It seemed like they was calling you everything but a child of the king. It seems like they were running roughshod in your life, and it seems like they was getting away with everything, and it seems like, amen, nothing was ever going to work out, but some kind of way, Lord have mercy, God stepped in the situation. Come on now, look at somebody and say, God will step in the situation, amen, and God will lift you up above your enemies. God will allow you, amen, to get out of the situation without being scathed, without being scarred. Somebody look at somebody and say, I don't look like what I've been through, because I've been in some rough places. I've been in some patches. I've been in some trouble. But in the midst of it, I cried to the Lord, and God brought me out. God made a way. God kept me. God lifted my head up above my enemies. And so that's why I will exalt thee, O Lord. Verse 2, he said, oh my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Lord have mercy, we all get to a place where we can scream and shout in our story of being a worshiper. Because somewhere along the line, we realized that we needed to be healed, and man couldn't heal us. Come on now. Even though God has given man the scientific knowledge to be able to prescribe and diagnose, and man can have surgery after surgery, and man can have procedure after procedure, and man can have rehabilitation after rehabilitation. But in the surgery and the procedures, if the hand of God is not in the midst of it, in order to be your healer, come on now, the surgery won't be successful, the rehabilitation won't be successful, the rehab won't be successful. But I'm standing here as a witness today, and a part of my story of being a worshiper is that God came in and God healed my body. Even though the surgeon performed the surgery, even though the therapeutics were there, and even though the rehab was there, and even though the diagnosis were there, and even though the medications were there, it was God that stepped in and healed my body. Somebody needs to let somebody know that the story of a worshiper is that God has healed your body, that God has taken you from being ill to being well. Come on now, and I can't give credit to nobody but God. That's the reason why my story is that I'm a worshiper of God. I will worship God because God is the one with all power in his hand. So if you go to verse 3, he notices that he tells a little bit more of the story of being a worshiper. He says, "Oh Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave, and thou hast kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit." In other words, God has been a savior to those that didn't deserve to be saved. Come on now. A reason why I can worship God and give God the praise is because God has saved my soul. And if you think about it over your life, none of us deserve to be saved. But the record of God says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Have I got a witness this morning that we should be worshipers of God, because the story of our life says that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God so loved us so much that he said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the reason why I'm a worshiper. I'm a worshiper because God changed my situation. I was a wretch undone, filled with sin, on my way to a burning hell, but God in. God looked past my fault, and somebody ought to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. That's why my story is I'm a worshiper of God. And then if you look unto verse 4, David begins to tell you how he goes about being a worshiper. Part of the things of being a worshiper is knowing God for yourself and knowing how to get into the presence of God. Have I got a witness today? Once you begin to know God for yourself and realize that he saved your soul and realize that he kept you from a burning hell, realize that even though the wages of sin was death, God gave you a gift and his name was Jesus. Oh, good God Almighty, what about Jesus? See, the story is that he paid a price that we couldn't pay, and he went to Calvary's cross. The record said that they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. That's how the story went. The record says that they put him on a tree. Come on now. The story says that he hung his head and died. The story said that they put him in a borrowed tomb. I'm talking about the story of my Savior and your Savior. The record says that they put him in a grave, and on Friday he stayed there. On Saturday he stayed there. But the story, that's not how the story ends. The story ends that in 3 days he rose from the dead. Have I got a witness today? The record says that he rose with all power in his hand. The story says that early on Sunday morning he got up with all power in his hand. And so because of this. We have a song that we sing. There's a song of praise that we sing, and there's a song of thanksgiving that we sing. And when we begin to give God his thanks and we begin to praise God, that turns us over into worship. Look at verse 4. It says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. In other words, in order to get into the place of worship, first I gotta thank God for what he's done. There's a process to get to worship. First, if you want to get to a place of worship with God, you need to recognize who he is, and then thank him for who he is, and thank him for what he's done. And when you begin to thank him, amen, what that does is that puts you in a position, amen, of praise. And when you're in a position of praise, that puts you in a position of worship. It's called thanksgiving, it's called praise, and it's called worship. And that's the story, amen, of all of our lives who are worshipers, that we worship because we thank God for what he's done. We thank God for keeping our children. We thank God for healing our bodies. We thank God for keeping a roof over our head. We realize, amen, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be. We thank God that we understand that it is God is the one keeps us, that God is the one that makes a way for us. When we begin to understand that, then the thanksgiving turns to praise. Come on. When you say thank you, God, for what you've done, thank you, God, that I had food on my table, thank you, God, I had clothes on my back, thank you, God, that I had some money in the bank, thank you, God, that I had transportation to get to and fro, thank you, God, that I had a mother and a grandmother and a grandfather and a father that prayed for me, thank you, God. And when you begin to thank God, you can't help but to praise God. That the enemy said it should have been this way, but you thank God that it's not that way, because God found favor and favor. Good God Almighty. So when you look at verse 5, and I'm getting ready to let y'all go a little bit, after you began to realize that God has been through the story the whole way, you began to thank God and you began to sing about the goodness of God. You began to realize that God is a good God. Come on now. And even though you messed up from time to time, come on now, ain't none of us perfect. And sometimes we done lost our mind and act like we done bumped our head. Come on now. But God still loved us. See, that's the thing about God, amen, is that God will love us with an agape love, a love, amen, that's not predicated, amen, on how we are. Come on now. Because he loves us for who we are. Come on now. God is not a type of God, amen, that will hold a grudge and get an attitude like we will. Somebody say amen. But God is a God that will love you. He will correct you. He will chastise you, all in an effort to put you back in the right relationship with him. And all of our stories of being a worshiper is that we've fallen, but God picked us up. God dusted us off. God told us the right things and the right ways to go. And God put us back in line. And God restored our fellowship in our relationship again. That is the story of a worshiper of God. When you realize you've fallen and come short of his glory, but God loved you anyway. God cared for you anyway. God picked you up anyway. God dusted you off anyway. God allowed you to be able to be restored anyway. God cleaned your mind and your heart anyway. In spite of the filthy wretch undone, God said, that's all right. My love is strong enough. My love is strong enough, and my blood is strong enough to clean you up, to pick you up, to put you back in line and restore you back to me. God says my love is strong enough, amen, that no matter what you've done, it can cover a multitude of sin. And when your story realized that you were in that pit, when you were in that miry clay, and God's love came down into the mire and the clay in the pit and said, I love you, get up, I want to clean you up, get up, I want to fix you up, get up, I want to renew and restore you back from where you were. But your story of being a worshiper has this. What happens is you begin to start having this thing of worship, and you'll begin to start experiencing joy in the midst of your worship. Lord, have mercy. When you begin to thank God, when you begin to praise God, when you begin to thank God for what he's done, then you begin to start praising God for what he's done. When you begin to start worshiping God, what happens is the thanksgiving, the praise, the worship develops something called joy in your life. And when you have joy in your life, even though your story, amen, still has ups and downs, you won't be discouraged in the midst of the story. You won't be depressed in the midst of the story, because you understand that if I thank him, then in the midst of the trouble, he blessed me. Then I praise him, that in the midst of the storm, he blessed me. When I began to worship him in the midst of the trial, God will give me this thing called joy, amen, that will hang around like a fragrance, amen, that even though things are not the way I want them to be, amen, I still have some joy. I still have the ability to say God is good and God is greatly to be praised. And even though my situation might not be ideal, I got a story. I got some history with God, amen, that I'm a worshiper of God, that weeping may endure for a night. But somewhere along the line, come on now, I'm just telling you my story. Somewhere along the line of being a worshiper, God is going to bring some joy. And so when you look at that verse 5, and I'm going to let y'all go, he says, for his anger endures but a moment, and his favor is life. And then he goes on to say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And what we have to realize, my brothers and sisters, when he said endure for a moment, the record says, for his anger endureth for the moment. In other words, God's chastisement, God's discipline of his children is only to get them on the right track, and that God won't always be angry at you. Come on now. God is like a loving parent that he doesn't like when we do wrong. And when we do wrong, God is there to correct us. But aren't you glad that he's a loving God, because he wants to correct us before it's everlasting too late? And what I say to us today, that not only is this for us individually and collectively, but this is also for our nation right now. Right now, our nation is in a position where God is not pleased, and that God is angry with the way that we treat each other, and that God is angry with the way that we talk to each other, and God is angry that even though he's kept this country from year after year from its inception, that there are some that will not do right in the sight of God. And so God is angry, and God wants us to repent. But aren't you glad that God is a loving God, and that God anger only endures for a moment? And the Chronicle writer said that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and heal their land. Oh, we all need a healing when we get in trouble with God. Come on now, whether it's collectively, individually, or like a nation, we need a healing from God. And God says his anger only endures for a moment. But aren't you glad when God turns, people turn back, when the nations turn back to God, when we understand, good God Almighty, that God wants the best for us. And what God wants us is to remain in his favor. See, his anger is for a moment, but favor is for life. Aren't you glad today that you can't get fallout with God? Once you're in God, once you're in Christ, once you're in God, can't nobody put you out. Oh, you can get your behind beat and you can get chastised, but God won't take you out of his family. Aren't you glad today that God loves you so much that even when when you do wrong, he'll correct you. And after he corrects you, he'll pick you up. You know how it used to be when mama used to tear your behind up, when daddy used to tear your behind up for doing the wrong thing. Raise his voice, look down his nose or a nose at you, tell your boy or girl, you done messed up. Get your behind over there and sit down. You're not going out, you're not doing this, but somewhere along the line, they'll let you know that they love you. They'll come over and rub your back. They'll give you a drink of water. They'll explain to you about where you went wrong. They'll fix your dinner. You're still their child. They still get love. They still hold you. They still provide for you. They still protect you. But they're going to let you know when you're done wrong. I'm talking about the story of a worshiper. You see, the story of the worshiper has all these things entwined in them, all these stories, all these situations that are entwined. But at the end of the day, after I thank God for that mean old mama, I thank God for that mean old daddy or granddaddy, I give God praise that they still, amen, look after me, that even though they disciplined me and chastised me, and even though, amen, I had to go through some rough times because I didn't do right, they still love me. Even though a nation goes through rough times and tough times because they didn't do right, God still loves them because they're in favor with God. God's anger is but a moment, but God's favor is for life. And once you got God's favor, God will do anything by any means necessary to bring you back to where you need to be. And that's the story of a worshiper, is that it ain't always been smooth. It ain't always been pretty. But when you turn back to God, come on now, and you realize that God was only looking out for your best interest, you can truly say that you have been blessed and that you are under the favor of God. Because God will be like the one story where it was the prodigal son. Where the prodigal son went and did everything that he thought he was big and bad enough to do. But somewhere along the line, God got his attention and he found himself in a bad place. But he realized that his father still loved him. And he said, I'll go back and tell my daddy I'm sorry and ask for his good graces. And oh, when the father saw him come back and he was way off, his father got happy and he said, my son who was lost is found again. And he get excited about those that went wayward and have come back to God. And that's why God allows us to have a story of being a worshiper. And the story of being a worshiper, that we were not always where we should be. And even now, we don't get everything right. But we thank God that God is a loving God. And even though we have times where we cry, times where we're disappointed, and times that we're frustrated, and seems like it's nighttime for too long, God says that weeping may endure for a night. But somewhere along the line, God is going to give you joy in the morning. And many of us on this line today can realize and testify that somewhere in the midst of our in tribulation, God brought us some joy. Have I got a witness today that in the midst of your struggle, your story of a worshiper, is that you still have joy? You might not be able to walk as fast as you used to, but you thank God that you can still walk and you still have joy. You might have some aches and pains in your body, but you thank God and you praise God that the aches and the pains in the body, amen, won't stop you from praising God. And that's how you can still say that I'm weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. You can sing the song, I still have joy. I still have joy after all the things I've been through. I still have joy. I've had my ups, I've had my downs, but I still have joy. I'm talking about being a worshiper that will worship God through thick, through thin, whatever comes my way. God is, I said God is, he's a God that's worthy to be praised. I'm going to thank God, I'm going to praise God, I'm going to give give him the glory, because he's worthy to be praised. Aren't you glad today that God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son? He looked past your fault and saw your need. Aren't you glad today that you are a worshiper of the true and the living God, a God who sits high and looks low, a God who never forgets about you, a God who's never lost the case, a God who's never lost the patience? Aren't you glad today that you still have the joy of the Lord? And in the midst of all this, realize that, like Nehemiah said in 8th chapter, 10th verse, he said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And your story as a worshiper of God is somewhere along the line, in the midst, I don't know what you've been through, that God gave you the joy that you still can worship, you still can praise, you still can thank him in spite of it all, because he is a true and a living God. And the joy that you have, the world didn't give it to you. No, the world didn't give it to you. And that's why they can't take it away. When that time comes from midnight, turns into day, and you say late in the midnight hour, when God turns it around, when that joy starts coming up over that mountainside, come on now. When the darkness begins to move out of the way, you can say that's my story as being a worshiper of God, that the weeping may have endured for a night, but I could trust and rely on my God. I said I can trust and rely on my God. I can trust and rely on my God. There's somewhere along the line that joy is going to come in the morning. That's why I thank him. That's why I praise him. That's why I worship him. Because he gives me joy in the midst of sorrow. You go down to that last verse 11. It says, thou hast turned for me my mourning into dance. That's what folks start dancing for the Lord. I want you to dance this week. When you realize how good God is, I don't care if you just pat your foot. I want you to do your dance. That's a part of the story of the worship of God. That I can dance for the Lord. I can sing before the Lord. I can thank the Lord. I can praise the Lord. Why? Because he's torn my mourning into dancing. He's taken my sackcloth off and girded me with gladness. In the end, he said, my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. And that is the story of the worshiper of God. Be encouraged today. Be encouraged this week. God understands part of the story. Part of the story of your worship, part of the story of your praise, part of the story of your joy, part of the story of your thanksgiving, part of the story of your dancing and your singing, part of being a worshiper of God. Trouble gonna come, trouble gonna go. As long as you thank him, as long as you praise him, as long as you worship him, as long as you continue to have that joy, you can still dance, you can still, Lord have mercy, thank him for everything. When you do that, you'll be able to make it through those storms of life. You'll be able to pass it on to somebody and tell them, look, I got a story to tell. I got a story to tell of being a worshiper. They look at you and they wonder, why in the world are you still worshiping God like that? Because I got a worship story of what God has done and been through all of my life and the life of my family. Sit down and tell them that story so they too can learn to be a worshiper. They will have a story about being a worshiper of, amen. That's going to do it for us today. Thank God for his word. So let us have prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for allowing us to see our story in you, God. And, oh, God, we just thank you and we praise you and we worship you. We sing and dance and we give you honor and glory. Because truly, God, you have given us joy in the midst of the storm. God, you have allowed the nighttime to come and you've kept us through the night. And, oh, God, all of our lives we can realize that even though the weeping may have endured for a night, oh, God, that the joy is coming in the morning. God, we pray for our country. We pray for our nation, oh, God. Things that we're not doing that are pleasing in your sight, God. But we thank you for the favor, oh God, that you have not cast us off, but you have chastised us, God. And you have told us, God, that it's time for us to repent and change and do the things that are pleasing in your sight. And oh God, we thank you that as we do that, you will continue to remember us and restore us, renew us, and give us the joy of our salvation. It only comes through a relationship with you, your Son Jesus Christ, and through your Holy Spirit. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Amen. 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 Do yourself a favor. Call somebody. Tell them about your story of being a worshiper in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. See you next Sunday.